parallel and perpendicular alignments of velocity gradient and magnetic field observed in the molecular clouds L1478 and L1482 by Tylus Kamaltz et al. Star formation is a complex process that typically occurs in dense regions of molecular clouds mainly regulated by magnetic fields, magnetohydrodynamic MHD, turbulence, and self-gravity. However, it remains a challenging endeavor to trace the magnetic field and determine regions of gravitational collapse where the star is forming. Based on the anisotropic properties of MHD turbulence, a new technique termed velocity gradient technique, VGT, has been proposed to address these challenges. In this study, we apply the VGT to two regions of the giant California molecular cloud, CMC, namely L1478 and L1482, and analyze the difference in their physical properties. We use the CARAT-12CO, CARAT-13CO, and C18O emission lines observed with the submillimeter telescope. We compare VGT results calculated in the resolutions of 3.3 feet and 10 feet to Planck polarization at 353 GHz and 10 feet to determine areas of MHD turbulence dominance and gravitational collapse dominance. We show that the resolution difference can introduce misalignment between the two measurements. We find the VGT measured magnetic fields globally agree with that from Planck in L1478, suggesting self-gravity's effect is insignificant. The best agreement appears in VGT CARAT-12CO. As for L1482, the VGT measurements are statistically perpendicular to the Planck polarization, indicating the dominance of self-gravity. This perpendicular alignment is more significant in VGT CARAT-13CO and VGT C18O. This was parallel and perpendicular alignments of velocity gradient and magnetic field observed in the molecular clouds L1478 and L1482 by Tylus Kamaltz et al.